Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. Today we're continuing our discussion about adapting your management style. Now, when we talk about management challenges, the most I hear about involve millennials. When you look at the millennial generation, you know, it's arguable, but it usually runs somewhere between 1982 and 2006, and there's a few differing opinions out there in terms of when it started and how far it went, but that seems to be about the average of most of the sources that I've looked at. Now, this group was brought up differently from any other generation. If you think about it, think about the millennials you know and the way they were raised, because they were raised to believe that they were special, and if they're special, they could have or do anything they desired, and this is what their parents told them. And their parents were significantly more involved in their day-to-day activities than parents in prior generations. Now, this is a group of people that were given participation trophies for activities, even if they finished last in those activities. And so when you consider this upbringing, you've got to also look at the challenges for them as they start to enter the workforce. What happens is they learn pretty quickly that they're not as special as what they were told, and their parents can't help them. And now they're forced to adapt to the values of the generations that are ahead of them. Now, here's the thing. It sounds like an easy thing. And if you're like me and you're, you know, in your 40s or older, you start to look at this and you say, well, they need to come around and they need to adapt. But you also have to have some empathy here and realize that it's not that easy, right? These people were raised in a much different manner than many of us, right? And as a manager, you have to realize that, you know, in just 4 years, millennials will be the largest component of the global workforce. So you can discount them and say, hey, they need to fall in line and they need to conform. But the reality of the world is, as we suggested earlier, it's a tight labor market right now. There's a demand for skills out there. And so we have to be able to adapt to some of the personalities of the people that are going to be coming in. And the other point is that this group will ultimately be the majority in not that long a time period. So we have to really adapt ourselves to the needs and the desires of this group. And at the same time, they have to make some adaptations to the rest of us. But we have to really think through this thing. And as I said, it's easy to just point fingers at them and say, you know, they're an entitled group of people and, you know, all the other bad raps that millennials get. And clearly not all of them fit into that category just because they were born in there and were stereotyping people. But let's face it, there are a lot of correlations between people that grew up in that generation. And I would argue that, you know, it has more to do with upbringing than anything else. And so if we consider it and we're able to adapt our management style, we can help create an environment where they're able to thrive. And that's really what it's all about. So if you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on adapting your management style. For today, I just want you to think about those people that you're working with. If you've got millennials around you and you're seeing challenges there, I want you to see the world through their eyes. Consider the way they were raised and do what you can to adapt to their style. At the very least, meet them halfway. You want to provide an environment for them to thrive, and that's exactly what we're striving to do.